Blog Talk Radio.
Show number 65. It is me, Commissioner T. EAFL Commish, or just plain T, whatever you feel like calling me. I am here. I am live. It is the Madden Voice. We are back. It has been about a month, actually, since we've been on the air. No real particular reason. We want to make sure that when we come on the air, there's actually something to talk about. I felt like some of the shows started to sound alike, the same stuff week after week, and you know, we don't want to do that to you. We want you to know that when the Madden Voice is on the air, it's going to be worth tuning in. And if we're not on the air, then that really means is, you know, nothing going on that you can't really get off the message boards or the blogs or all the other informational sites out there. We try to bring you something a little bit different. And we are back tonight in full effect, coming off of MLG Anaheim, which was just less than 2 weeks ago, and looking forward to MLG Orlando, which will be here very quickly. You know, we're really talking about 6 weeks until MLG Orlando, so it'll be here very quickly. And, you know, so just kind of want to wrap up Anaheim and look forward to Orlando. And so we have some pretty good guests on tonight. We are expecting one of the co-founders of MLG and a genuinely nice guy, by the way, just as a side note. Sundance will be coming on shortly. Now he's out in Dallas on business, so he was gracious enough to he's going to give us a few minutes. We won't have him for long, but we will have him on at least long enough to wrap up Anaheim and maybe even get a sneak peek as to what we can expect in Orlando, the last stop for MLG Madden before the finals in February in Miami. And we're also going to have on a kind of a special guest tonight, a gentleman that I met coming back from Anaheim on the plane, who is actually a Halo competitor and has some aspirations to be an MLG pro. And he's going to be coming on the air in just a bit to discuss some things. I decided to, you know, add a little bit more to what we normally do here on the Madden Voice, as we certainly give you everything Madden, everything tournament, everything league-related, but also thought that we would just touch on something else that MLG does very, very well, and that's the Halo side of things. And we also expect Dynasty, who was the runner-up in Anaheim, to come on to the show and discuss, you know, how he thinks his Madden 10 year is going as compared to his Madden 9 year, and what he expects to see out of himself in Orlando, and then ultimately in Miami. His runner-up finish did guarantee him a spot for Miami. So that's going to be, you know, we definitely know he'll be out in Miami based on his performance in Anaheim, so we expect that. Now, what I want to do is I've announced a special co-host tonight, and he's waiting in the wings, and we're going to get to him in just a few moments. And I guarantee, for those of you who have been fans of the Madden Voice, have listened to the show, this particular co-host is going to catch you just a little off guard, but it promises to bring what we normally deliver up even one more level. But in the meantime, while we put that co-host on a side burner just for a minute, let's get to the main event. Let's get to the man. Let's get to the key person we want to talk to tonight from MLG, one of the founders of MLG, the man himself. Gotta love this name. I wish I had a name like this, because then maybe I would, you know, be successful like he is. Sundance, you gotta help me with the pronunciation of the last name. Is it D. Giovanni?
Oh, you nailed it.
Been working on that all day. Welcome back to the Madden Voice.
Well, thank you for having me, man. I really appreciate it. First thing I got to do is I have to apologize, because I'm in Dallas and I'm in between meetings. I'm down here for we're doing some big things we like to do. So I'm actually out behind the building because it was the quietest place I could find to talk to you. So pardon me for any street noise.
No, that's fine. I appreciate it. We hear the Madden voice and everybody out there in the Madden and the gaming community is just glad that you did find a few minutes to come on the show. Anaheim was just, for everything that we saw in Dallas, where you are now, coincidentally, Anaheim to me just seemed to go to another level, and it only just, I can't even imagine what we're going to see when we get to Orlando. What were some of your thoughts on the kind of the change? I know in Dallas, you guys really didn't have what you would consider to be your normal preparation time, but you pulled off an amazing event. But in Anaheim, you kind of had a little bit more time. What were some of the things that you thought from different, the differences in what you had in Dallas and then with a little bit more time to prepare in Anaheim?
Well, I mean, we're getting to know you guys still. I mean, and it was, it was a nice – Dallas was a nice surprise because we didn't know with the game coming out so close to the event what to expect necessarily. I think the players and the community, I want to say thank you again because you showed us a lot of faith and the fact that you believed in us from the jump. The turnout in Dallas was fantastic. And then, to come to Anaheim and everybody's had a little bit more time to play a little bit more and we've gotten to know you guys a little bit more and identify some personalities. We're just going to get better and better, and I think you'll see that in how we handle this and the content that we're going to produce. And again, this is, honestly, we're doing the challenge this year as well as we can, but this is just us getting rolling. We see this as an opportunity to give you guys a great place to go and to play the game that you love and to show you the respect that you deserve and elevate you guys as much as we can. But, you got to believe me when I tell you, we're just getting started. And everything you see from us this year, it's just the tip of the iceberg because next year I've got some stuff planned that's going to blow you away. And, there's some things that are in the works with EA which are just going to take this to a completely different level. I mean, the Madden Challenge has been huge for a long time, and it's because of the community. And EA gets that, and that's why they're working with us. And we're gonna get it to where it deserves to be. We're going to take it to where it should be.
Wow, that's scary in a good way. I mean, in a good way, because I got to tell you, everyone that goes to an MLG event and see firsthand what you guys have done with Madden has been floored. There's not one person that I've met at either of the tournaments, talked to on the phone, that's come on the show that has been disappointed. And just to think that we're just getting started is almost scary, but it's got to give the community something really positive to look forward to.
No, and that makes me feel really good. I mean, I got a chance to hang out with some of you guys at the hotel, in Anaheim, and that was really nice. Unfortunately, I came down with the flu while I was at the show, so I wasn't able to spend as much time with you guys as I would have liked to. But, I ask this of our communities, and now I consider the Madden world to be part of our community and part of our family. Always come to me correctly and quickly when there are things or issues that you see. Or if you have ideas, my email address is sundance@mlgpro.com. I answer every email I get when I get a minute. And trust me when I tell you that you ain't seen nothing yet, baby. We are just getting started. I love the response we've gotten from you guys. I love the community. I think there's some incredible talent out there. And it's fun. I mean, I'm easily excited, but I'm being proved right in this situation. I always like that as well. So, Anaheim it was a great event. It was very successful. Having somebody come out of the wings and perform as well as Los did, and just seeing the faces come back and people battle back was excellent. And I can't wait until we were able to capture that even, in a more fitting manner from the live event and able to do more around it. Cause, like I said, it's good stuff.
It is, and I tell you, one of the things that's really exciting is when you see when the finals or when we're getting close to the finals in Madden, you see a lot of the other competitors from the other games coming over to check out what's going on in the Madden side. You start to see crossover, and you start to see that it is one big gaming community, and the lines of demarcation that we might have thought we would see are slowly eroding away, and it's really becoming one gigantic, huge, successful event. It's not as partitioned. I think that was the thing I walked away with in Anaheim. Where Dallas, it was new. It seemed to be people trying to figure everybody out and figure out their territory. But in Anaheim, I saw a lot of crossover. I saw the Madden guys going over, checking out Halo, checking out some of the fighting that was going on in the shooter games. And I saw the Halo guys and the Gears guys coming over in groups, checking out the Madden guys and asking questions. I saw Dynasty talking to this guy and members from Triggers Down coming over and talking, and it just seemed to be really blending and meshing really, really well in Anaheim.
Yeah, no, there's going to be more of that. I mean, you know, I want to get to a place where there's one event going on, you know what I mean? And hopefully with our partners, you know, the folks who are behind the scenes, you know, EA and Best Buy, the NFL, and the places that need to approve these things, recognize the value in tearing down those walls and just making it even more of a unified event. I mean, like I said, this is we saved the challenge, you know, this year because there was questions in terms of whether or not it was going to happen at all, and you know, and it wasn't even. I'm not saying it was just us, but EA came to us and we were able to work something out where it made sense for all everybody involved. And now they're seeing it differently. They're seeing what it can be. What it's been in the past has been incredible and wonderful in its own way. And I mean no disrespect to the way it's been handled in the past. And I thank the people who've shepherded in. As long as they could, but you know, we want to take it further. We want to take it to another level, and everybody's starting to see that. So, I expect. Well, you got to remember, like, you know, everybody plays Madden. You know what I mean?
All right.
These guys are like, I gotta go check this out. Maybe I can learn something.
That's right. That's right.
A pro is a pro is a pro, baby. I don't care if it's LeBron James, Dynasty, or T Squared. You get those guys in the room talking about what they do, and there's gonna be mutual respect because they all are professionals.
That's true. That's very true. Now, can you give us any, you know, we know that pretty much in Anaheim the format was the same as what we had in Dallas, and as you alluded to, Los didn't lose a game. And, you know, Jet Steel was knocked off a little earlier than he wanted to be, and it came down to Dynasty, and Dynasty's going to be coming on the show shortly, and Los played a great game and took Dynasty down in the finals. As we head to Orlando and ultimately Miami, is the format going to remain the same for Orlando? Is there anything, and I know some things you guys like to keep under wraps, but is there anything you can share that we can look forward to for Orlando?
I can't commit to anything, you know what I mean? But because you're my guy, and I'll tell you this, I'm looking at doing a bigger bracket.
Wow.
Looking at getting more people in because I think we can. I think there's an appetite for it. It's the last one before Miami. The East Coast is where we're from, and we've always seen a strong turnout there for anything we do there. I think we could do a big draw. So, you know, we may look at that a little bit. In terms of tournament structure, rules and regulations and things of that nature, we're always listening, always looking to what folks say about the way the events are structured to see if there's anything we can improve on. So that stuff's not set in stone. It's set by the league office, and it's a living, breathing thing. But you know, I can't commit to the bigger bracket, but I think we could do a bigger bracket.
Wow. I agree, actually, and that is great news. Scoop here on the Madden Voice. There is a potential, guys, for a larger bracket in Orlando. And
yeah, and if people want to see it, let me know. I mean, let me know whether it's on Twitter or on, you know, I'll check the Madden forums. I know where you guys are at. I get on the lab and, you know, I sneak around. So, you know, what do you guys think? What do you think we could fill out, 256? I mean, you know, let's hear it. I want to hear the debate of what you think the draw could be if we were to really open this thing up. Obviously, equipment and time are our limitation, but if we were to expand, and you know, what do you think we could do? I want to look to what it's going to become for next year as well.
There you go. Guys, you're getting challenged from Sundance himself. What can you do? What can we do in Orlando? Can we go to 256, which would be a phenomenal bracket, but is it something that we can do? Just the thought of it is very exciting. I know you're going to have to take off. I met a guy who's going to be coming on the show tonight who is a Halo competitor. He's not a pro, but he's a competitor. And he had a team out there in Anaheim. And you know, he did okay by his account, but you know, not pro level competitor yet. And you know, I told him about the Mad Voice. I told him that, you know, from time to time we have a different guest on, like yourself and other people from MLG. In general, you know, I'm going to take a step away from Madden just for a quick second. For all the guys out there that, you know, this guy, his name is Jordan, and he's one of the more excited young men that I've ever met. And he says, I want to be an MLG pro. That's what I want to do, and I'm working really hard to get there. What advice could you give a guy like, he's 21 years old, plays Halo to death, sounds like he's got some skills, is trying to get a solid team together. What advice could you give him or anyone else out there that's a budding competitor that really wants to take it to the next level and represent MLG on a pro level?
Well, I mean, the first thing is you gotta put the work in. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of people do. It sounds like he probably does. You gotta be looking at gameplay footage. You gotta be breaking down strategies. The most important thing that you can understand is that in any pro level competition, the most talented, the strongest, fastest, most athletic, whatever it may be, person does not always win. Oftentimes, what it comes down to is who's the most prepared and who has the best strategy. And that applies to life. You know what I mean? So That's number one, is have a game plan for everything. Number two is, that's what I'm in Dallas to address that very thing. You know, the partnership that we have with Doritos that's going to be rolling out next year is around paths to go pro. And it's going to launch initially with Halo, but I'm not, you know, I look at it as something that could eventually expand to every game that we run, including Madden, you know, including, let's say we had Modern Warfare 2 or whatever else we may have. We understand the fact that there are passionate young men and some women out there who have a desire to to find out how good they can be. And for some of them, the end of that journey is going to be being a pro player. That's a small number, but, you know, everyone can benefit from at least finding out. You know, and that's what competition is about, and competition is healthy, and that's what we love more than anything else. So, Jordan, if you're listening, I got you. You know, you're going to have more ways to get your name out there, more ways to improve your game, and more ways to get yourself some access so that you can get that team together. Because I recognize that's something that we need more of, and for the Doritos, and God bless them.
That's great. Before I let you go, I do want to mention that, and you weren't at the event, so you missed myself and Top really trying to do MLG proud with the merchandising. But this week, debuted at LIDS nationwide at over 250 stores, were some custom MLG caps. You got to go to MLGPro.com and check it out. Liz, one near you, you will find one. I was fortunate enough to get one of these hats. I've been wearing it almost every day. Now I got people saying, okay, where'd you get the hat from? Liz, MLG hat, check it out. We did it all weekend. Everybody loved it. I had to do it for you, Sundance, since you
Thank
came
you
on to the
much.
Show. Not a problem at all. Sundance.
Last thing before I go. And here's the deal. For anybody out there who goes and gets themselves a Liz hat or has one right now, if you send me a picture of yourself wearing the hat and a receipt, okay, it could be two different pictures, whatever. If you send it, post it on Twitter. My Twitter name is MLG_Sundance, or email me, or look me up on Facebook. I will give you, the next time I'll save your name, first five people who do this, and mention the Madden Voice. Mention it. Next event you're at, I'll give you a VIP tour behind the scenes and a VIP pass of both the Madden area and the MLG Halo and you know, the shooter area, and I'll do my best to introduce you to as many pro Madden players or pro players in general as I can. So the first five people.
Wow.
I want to open it up, but you guys show us love. I want to show it back. So if you've already got one, send me the pictures. I'll get back to you, and first five cats are going to get themselves the VIP treatment.
And what's the best way for them to do this? Would it be via Twitter?
You can do it via Twitter again. It's MLG_Sundance. Or you can look me up on Facebook and post it on my wall there. Just Sundance Di Giovanni, D-I-G-I. You'll see me. I'm the big Mookie guy with the MLG jacket on in this picture.
Excellent. You guys heard it. Hat, show the receipt that you bought the hat, and make sure you mention the Madden Voice. And if you're one of the first five, Backstage Production. Did we lose you?
No, I'm here.
Okay, great. Okay, great. Sundance, I know you got to go. I appreciate your time. If we don't talk before then, which I'm sure we will, but if we don't, I'll definitely see you in Orlando. And thanks for everything.
All right, thank you, and all the listeners out there, spread the word. Tell everybody about Madden and the Madden Voice. We want to do more, and you guys are going to be the ones who enabled me to get that done, you know, by showing your love, showing your support, which you've done, and I can't thank you enough, but keep it up. You guys are the best.
Thanks a lot, Sundance. Appreciate your time. Talk to you soon.
All right, take care, brother.
Yep. Bye-bye. And that was Sundance DiGiovanni, co-founder. And I think he actually, if I have his title correct, I wanna give him all the props. But he's actually a co-founder and like chief brand officer, something along those lines of MLG. See, I'm looking for it now, but I have it here. Co-founder and chief brand officer of MLG, and just a really nice guy. I had a chance to talk to him at the hotel in Anaheim, and he's sitting there with his hat on and just sitting there chilling and very unassuming. And I had never met him in person. I talked to him on the show and on the phone. I just said, "Hey, how you doing? My name's T." And he goes, "Hey, I'm Sundance." I'm like, "Hey." And we just sat there and talked for a while, and A1 came over and we had a great time. So, you know, you heard it here first, looking to go 256, feedback from the Madden community. Can we support 256 in Orlando? I think it would be great. And the first five that sends him a picture with a receipt. So you can't go and get your buddy's MLG hat and wear it, but a photocopy of the receipt with the hat, get a full tour of the production backstage in Orlando, and you'll get to meet as many pros as he can introduce you to. You can't beat that. You cannot beat that. Anyway, without further ado, before we get to some calls and some guests, let me bring along my special co-host for the evening. I found out late yesterday that this person was available to co-host the show with me tonight, and you know, I kind of feel like I should have thought of this myself a long time ago, but I didn't. But without any further ado, I want to introduce the man himself, the commissioner of arguably one of the strongest, if not the strongest crews out there. Certainly the strongest crew for Madden 09, but definitely no slouch in Madden 10. The commissioner himself, the man that we know as Replay, will be hosting the show tonight with me. Replay, welcome to the Madden Voice.
What up, man? How you doing?
Chilling, doing good. Doing good, brother.
Ready to do the show. What's good?
Doing good, man. Did you hear the Sundance interview?
Yeah, I heard it. That's what's up. It seems like they really got a lot planned for us. I heard it was the first tournament to be sold out on the first day, as far as, you know, number-wise, and I'm glad. I'm glad, you know. Some people were paying $150 for a ticket because they didn't want to go, and, you know, they sell a ticket for $150, and I thought that was crazy. And if they definitely opened up that field, it would definitely make it easier for all of us to get tickets so we can all go.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there were people that some name ballers that didn't have passes because, you know, I think a lot of the Madden community still works off of some of the old way that things were done. You know, show up at Players Bowl and Bobby hook me up, and, you know, Bobby will hook you up. But MLG is a little bit more strict about these things, and when the passes are out, and, you know, they're pretty much out, and so people had to pretty scramble. Yeah, you know, people had to scramble, you know. But I guess at the end, everyone got taken care of. So now, what were your thoughts? Now I know. You know, we won't get into everything you want to get into right away.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in general, what were your thoughts on Anaheim?
I thought it was great. I mean, I really liked the atmosphere. I mean, I don't know if anybody went to L.A. the year before. You know, outside in that sun, you know, that will warn you. You know what I'm saying? Being in the A.C., being able to sit down and relax, you know, it's definitely different. You know, I think everybody enjoys themselves. I think that Saturday is still long. You know, I wish it could go a little bit faster because that's just a long day. That's just a, you know, you get there, what, 8, 9 in the morning, and what if we didn't get out until like 11 or 12? And that's because they called it short. You know, like, all right, we're done. We're going to do the rest tomorrow. So I think that's the only thing that they could really say they could work on, maybe a couple more systems or just a way to get it moving a little quicker, you know? There's a lot of open TVs. If you got to take one shot, that would be my only shot, you know?
Yeah, it, you know, and I think that I don't even want to call it a problem, because a problem would be negative. But the challenge is, and me and Bobby talked about this quite a bit in Anaheim, is when it's double elimination, even though you have open TVs, you can't start the next round until the first round's over. So you're always going to have kind of a lag because of the format of double elimination. But when guys are spending, you know, whatever, you know, $60 a ticket or whatever, a lot of guys are flying out there, so the airline ticket and hotel and whatever. And I know, you know, some of the top guys get some of that back from MLG, but you're still coming out of your pockets. To go all the way to Anaheim or Dallas or Orlando and play and lose once and be out would probably make a lot of people upset. So it's kind of like, which do you want? Do you want single elimination? You lose once and you're out, or do you want double elimination? But then that means it's going to go a little bit longer than you may want to do it.
You're right.
And I know that there's other ways that they can do it, and maybe as they get their feet into it, you know, some of the round robin formats that are out there might be something that can be discussed. But you know, right now I think MLG and I know a little bit about this being one of their refs, had to kind of do what they know how to do. One of the things they do well is double elimination tournaments. That's how Halo and Gears and all that is run. So
I think the hardest game is that. I mean, I have one done. So the hardest game is losing that game and knowing that you're in that loser bracket and you got to go right back in there and play that game. That's the hardest thing that most Madden players never had to deal with. You know, I never really dealt with double elimination. It's always been one and you're done. You know, but
right.
It's tough. It's definitely tough.
Now, how's it feel to you to be back on the radio, man? I mean, you know, some time ago, you and my good friend Rand, you know, had your own show there for a minute. And
yo, man, it's a lot of work, man. People don't realize how much time you really got to put into setting up the show and getting guests and, you know, make sure it flows right. And, you know, every once in a while, it's cool, you know what I'm saying? But every week, you got it, T. I can't do it. I just can't do it, you know?
Yeah, it is a lot.
Good. I'm glad I'm on here. Shout out to the EFL. You know, I'm sure you're surprised to see replay on here.
Yeah, well, I, you know, when we started announcing that we were going to have a co-host, I had emails and PMs. Who's it going to be? I had people guessing Truth, people guessing K-Star was coming back. One person even said, "Oh, I bet it's going to be your mama." No, you know, I had all kinds of people asking who is. I said I didn't even tell Coach K. Coach K is one of the driving forces behind the Madden Voice, and I wanted it to be a surprise. So it's good to have you on the show. Let me bring on the 2009 Madden Challenge champion and the Anaheim and it's so odd to say runner up when you mention this guy's name, because you know, his track record over the last year and a half or so is one of a winner. And so to even say that this guy is a runner-up is almost, you know, words almost can't even come out of my mouth. I'm used to saying, Dynasty won. Oh, yeah, Dynasty, he won. But this particular time, he actually came in second, which, you know, still nothing to be ashamed of. And but we now have Dynasty on the Madden Voice. Welcome to the show, sir. Dynasty?
Yo, T?
Yeah. Did I get you?
This ain't Dynasty, man. I'm sorry. This Philly Ron. What's up, man?
Oh, hey, Philly Ron. You know what? You guys' numbers look almost alike. My bad.
No
hey,
problem.
Philly Ron. How you doing, brother?
What's good, y'all?
What's up, Ron? How you doing,
what's
man? You still ain't got them glasses on.
Yes, I do.
Ron out there looking all sharp with the glasses.
I got them on right now, and I ain't want to say nothing, but I got my jersey on.
They ain't cut the Madden Voice no check yet, so you can't go there yet.
Yeah, I'm
okay, my fault.
Hey, we trying to get them to cut. I know Ron got it in with them. I'm trying to get them to cut TMP.
Hey. I just want some lenses. I don't need the glasses. Just give me some lenses, you know what I mean?
Hey, Ron, don't go anywhere. I'm gonna go. Come right back to you momentarily. I hit the wrong line. Let me bring Dynasty on, but I'll come right back to you.
All right,
let me go back. My apologies. All this big introduction. Now I can say, welcome to the Madden Voice Dynasty.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on, man?
What's up, D?
What's up, man?
So Dynasty, you came in, you were runner up in Anaheim, but you know, in Dallas you were getting your feet underneath you. You only lost to guys that were in your previous crew, and you kind of went and regrouped. A lot of things went on between Dallas and Anaheim, and you came to Anaheim with a new team, a new layer of support, and you know, obviously, you know, the proof is in the pudding. Your performance was better. You actually made it to the final game. And I lost to a guy that was just hot. You know, he didn't lose. He was just hot. And shout out, congratulations to Lopes for winning it all. But you were right there. You know, you were right there. And what do you think the biggest difference for you was between Dallas and Anaheim?
To be honest, man, just saying, playing the game more. I mean, to be honest, because everybody in Dallas, I mean, wasn't as good as we are now. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, basically just more repetition at the game, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, you know, I don't want to, Commissioner T, EAFL Commish, or T as everybody calls me, is always in a tough spot because I know a lot of people and connected with a lot of people, so I don't want this to be negative. I always want to do a positive show. But there was some controversy in your departure from GTP and then your reemergence in your crew that you've called New Era, along with Truth and some other ballers. You know, how was you know, you played some of your old guys. You played Big Game James, you played Little Man's. How was it now playing these guys, but now, you know, you're actually not with them anymore? How did that feel for you?
It really wasn't different for me, honestly. It was just like any other game, you know what I'm saying? Had my iPhone in and it was just locked in. I guess me and James was a good game to watch. About hot style. But
Security.
Yeah, security.
Yeah, I refed that game, and it was rough.
You refed a lot of my games, though.
Yeah, I did. They actually had me on the main stage Saturday all day, and you were there a lot on Saturday, and then Sunday. I think I did one game on the main stage, and most of the time I was just floating around, chatting and having a good time. But Saturday I was on the main stage, and you happened to be there a lot on Saturday, appropriately so, I might add. So it worked out. Now, the game with Little Man actually got some MLG press. Puckett actually covered it some, and went around and did some interviews, and, you know, How did you feel about it? Can you honestly say, I mean, Little Man, for all practical purposes, was kind of your protege before you left the crew. So even a little bit, did you feel like, damn, you know, I got to play Little Man again? I mean, wow.
First and foremost, he's still my dude, you know what I mean? I felt proud of him to make it that far, you know what I'm saying? And but, I mean, I was just like, all right, I got to play him, you know what I mean? It's just like, I just, in tournament mode, you know what I'm saying, I got my head right and just locked in, you know what I mean? It don't matter who I was playing that day.
Okay, all right. Now, you were getting a lot of heat on your style of play. We'll just say your style of play. But then I noticed you changed up a bit, because like you said, I personally roughed a lot of your games, so I got to see your games up close and personal. Most of your games, I was right there. And early on, you seemed to be using kind of a limited number of plays, but then as you got further and further, it really to me, it looked like all the pressure that people were throwing at you for the style of play you were using, you almost said, I want to show them that I don't need that to win. I can still win and play differently. Now, that's how I felt watching your games. Was that the case, or were you just going with what the opponent gave you, or maybe a little bit of both?
Probably a little bit of both, you know what I'm saying? If I feel as though somebody can't stop what I'm doing, I'm just going to keep doing it. But some people could stop some of the stuff I was doing, and some people couldn't. So it was just depending on who I was playing, basically.
Gotcha. Now, I noticed that you have not only do you have a crew, but you have some other support at the tournaments these days? I mean, do your sponsors actually come and sit and check out your game?
Yeah, my sponsor is ComplexityGaming.com. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Go check them out.
Okay.
They do, like, other games. They do, like, they're, like, a computer-based website. Like, they have a World of Warcraft team that goes to MLG. You know what I'm saying? And they're basically known for, like, I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's Counter-Strike. It's a game on a computer.
Okay.
They're known for, like, to have, like, the best Counter-Strike team in the world. That's mainly what they're known for. Now they're just trying to get into other games. They got, like, a FIFA team now and stuff like that. Now they, I got with these guys up in Dallas or whatever, and they're just looking to get into Madden now, too. So, yeah, ComplexityGaming.com. Check them out.
Okay. All right. Cool. Now, you're guaranteed a spot in Miami based on being a runner-up in Anaheim. But we assume that we're still going to see you in Orlando. And what do you think? I mean, you see yourself right back in the... Oh, before we even do that, what do you think about you caught at least some, if not all, of Sundance's interview and the possibility of it increasing to 256?
What is it? What is that now? How many people?
128.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'd be way better, in my opinion. You know what I mean? In my opinion, I think they should just have, like, unlimited amount of entries. But that's just my opinion. I mean,
okay. All right.
More people is always good, though. You know,
right.
Going to tournament is kind of slow, so more people is always good.
Right. All right. And finally, what your game with Los, you came up on the short end of it, but how'd you feel about that game? Was it he just had your number that particular game, or was it some mental mistakes in your part, a little bit of both, or?
Much credit to Lowe's, man. He played good the whole tournament. You know what I mean? Can't take nothing away from him. I just had a bad game. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't really stop his offense too much. And I got the ball through a dumb pick. And everybody knew about what happened at halftime. So.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! That was rough.
That catch just shot me where I was sitting, man. There's no way you can recover from that. So that was tough.
All right. Well, listen. I know you're a busy guy. I follow you on Facebook, and you actually make me laugh on Facebook, bro. You know, you had problems with your Comcast this morning, man. You was cussing Comcast out.
I'm sitting at home watching a good movie. My cable just cuts off. I'm like, oh my god. I called out bad news. He works for the cable company. He got somebody coming up to my house tomorrow and stuff, man. I'm like, oh my god.
I said to myself, I saw all the money he makes playing Madden and stuff. I know it ain't the money in it, so it must be Comcast. Just sucks. sorry, Comcast.
They suck big time. No, don't say sorry to them. They suck.
Nah, man, we got, you know what, hey, man, one thing you've learned, man, you never know who could be the next sponsor.
Yeah,
so.
Let's be, sorry,
Comcast, we didn't mean anything by that, but all right, well, listen, Dynasty, we appreciate your time, appreciate you coming out to the show. You've been a great to the Madden voice, and, you're great for the Madden community, and we look forward to seeing you in Orlando. It's only 6 weeks away. I mean, I can't believe it, but 6 weeks, and we'll be in Orlando getting our sun on, so I will see you out there.
All right, guys, I'll talk to you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
All right. That was Len Green, a.k.a. Dynasty, the 09 Madden Challenge champion, the Anaheim runner-up to Los. And for anyone that wants to call into the show, the number is 347-838-9525. That's 347-838-9525. That is the number to the show. You can also catch us on Twitter. Just look for The Madden Voice, and you'll see us there on Twitter. And if you have to email me, you can, but I guess email's kind of out now. But if you really want to email me, it's themaddenvoice@eaflmadden.com. Feel free to email me. And in 40 minutes, we've had the co-founder of MLG, we've had Dynasty, and now we have my co-host Replay on. There is no other radio show that will give you what the Madden Voice will give you. And if you don't see us on, it's just because there's nothing to talk about, but rest assured, We will be back. We will be back soon. Let's bring Philly Ron back on. We have the former commissioner of SNS and the current commissioner of SNS. This might be the first time you guys have both been on the show at the same time, huh?
It could be. That's amazing, too. It's a coincidence that it happened like that. This is just a day I took off of practice and just called in because I saw an update on my Facebook. So let me pop in and check out the show tonight because I actually thought it was last night, man. But it's a good coincidence.
Well, we're always glad to have you on the show, Ron, and always want to shout out to Philly Ron, who, you know, the guy's, you know, for you guys that don't really know Ron, if you guys are going to these Madden tournaments, and you know, Ron's a busy guy running around, but if you get a minute to sit down and just have a conversation with him quickly, the guy is one of the brightest minds that we have in this community, and I mean that wholeheartedly. I'm not just sitting here blowing smoke. You know, one of the things that I try to do when I'm out here is market Madden in general. And, of course, you know, the Madden voice and the AFL. But just trying to there's so many sponsors. MLG does a magnificent job with sponsors. Anybody in business could learn from what MLG does with sponsors. And I tell you, I saw Ron out there doing his thing. And they were giving out, EA Sports was giving out, they had several hundred Prima Strategy guys that they were giving away. And there's Ron talking with the sponsors and saying, you know, hey, man, you know, my name is Ron Jackson. I work for VG Sports, a.k.a. MaddenTips.com. I'm a writer in this book. And he opens up the book and shows the guy his name, takes out his driver's license, and shows the guy, see, this is really me. And in 10 minutes, Ron is wearing, like, these $100 gaming glasses and wearing this guy's T-shirt. In 10 minutes, I'm like, I'm watching this. Ron brings the guy over, and I'm like, yo, Ron, I said, I had to sit down and bow to him. I said, this is the man right here. This is the man right here. I was very impressed.
I appreciate it. But like, I'm glad you said it. What I did is, right after I hollered at him, I brought him right over to the rest of the crew.
Yes,
and made sure I introduced him. So, you know, when I'm out there, I needed those glasses. Those things are amazing. It helped me out a lot with doing the work I have to do. Because, you know, behind the gaming area where it's kind of dim, and then we just had a bright light of our screen, that I'm sitting there all day. That's killing my eyes. So I really wanted to go over there. But after I got, you know, had my conversation with him, I said, hold on, come on over here, meet the rest of the guys. You know, there are some of our premier tournament directors and league owners in our community. And I think, you know, it's beneficial for you to talk to them and see what can happen. And if we actually got something, we're trying to line some things up. We had Nephew in the glasses. I got to talk with, have a meeting set up with Lynn and them. And I also introduced them to Replay and Boy Blue, and we're going to see, you know, what all we can do, because we want to bring them over here. They'll get us more exposure to the Halo, the Gears of War, and the other guys. You know, so
right,
you know,
right.
People starting to look at us. They say, oh, they already wearing the Gunners. Okay, well, let me check out these people over here. Anything that we can do to help cross, you know, mix the brands is good for our community.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And what are your thoughts, Ron, now that you left SNS in the hands of Replay, and you know, looking back now, it's been a while now, and Replay has taken the ball and run, and we have Replay. What are your thoughts on the job that Replay is doing with SNS?
Oh, he's doing great. And just to even expand on that, I talked to last year when I made the decision, because a lot of people were like, whoa, what's really going on? But I talked to him and said, listen, man, with what I'm doing with the Little League football, you know, and the writing and stuff that I'm doing, and I haven't been able to put as much time in as far as traveling with him, taking the guys to different tournaments and things of that nature. I said, at the end of the year, you know, I'm getting calls, people congratulating me on how the crew is doing. I'm like, yo, that's kind of selfish of me to sit here and take that credit if I know you putting that work in. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to step away so that, one, people can see you as that face of that crew. And you can start getting some just due. And I mean, and literally, Rick, you want it, you can verify if I'm,
yeah, he did,
you know.
He did. He definitely
and
did.
I'm just like, it's my goal was to make sure. Now, when I came to this thing, I had Blue, and Rick came in. Rick and Blue got together and came in. And what I wanted to do was make sure that those guys were able to reach their goals. Make sure their names were a mainstay in the community. So at that point, once their names are common names in this community, my job, as far as what I wanted, was done. So anything more, you know, was a plus. But when the more became people saying, "Yo, Ron, congrats on this," and people weren't going to replay, or only the actual tournament players were going to him and saying, "You're doing a good job," and the directors and stuff weren't really reaching out to them, I said, you know what, it's time to take a step back, because I'm getting a lot of calls, and I want to make sure they're filtering that over. When I'm talking to sponsors, I'm like, sponsors are coming at me or dealing with me, and I'm saying, listen, I'm glad you're dealing with me. I'll come out here and speak, but at the same time, I want my man here in on this conversation, because he has a lot to say. You know, he needs to be in on these type meetings. And then once I pushed that off, or once I stepped away, you saw, you know, what his efforts were doing the entire year. It wasn't just, okay, Ron stepped away, now what's going to happen? Is Reek was putting that work in already. So when I stepped away, it didn't look like there was any, you know, lag, because he was already putting that work in.
Right, right. Well, yeah, the transition did seem seamless, and thus far it seems that they haven't lost any of the quality of what they're doing, so that is actually a good thing. Hey, on a side note, Jordan, if you're out there, I do want you to, I don't see you on, if you are out there and want to call back in so we can talk a little bit about your aspirations to be an MLG pro, I do want to get you on the show, as promised. I did mention you to Sundance, as I said I would, and certainly would love to support your efforts, and maybe even something that we're doing here, Ron, you know, trying to do something different than what everybody else is out there doing, uh-huh. because there's a lot of media involved around MLG, so I don't want to step on any other toes. But I met a guy on a plane coming back, happened to sit right next to him, who had a team and is not an MLG pro but competed, and we had a pretty nice conversation, and I said, you know, it might be not a bad thing to take somebody like this who has a dream of being an MLG pro and follow him and just kind of document his story towards becoming a pro. Now, that may never happen, or it could. We don't know. But just to give everyone out there in the Madden community that may have no idea, you know, how serious these guys on the Halo side take this, to really just follow this guy and get a sense of his story and what he's doing to try to be that a pro on the Halo side. And so yeah, I actually see he just called in. We have him on the line, so we also want to hear his story a little bit and see what path he's going to take.
His name Jordan. His name is Jordan.
Yeah,
so I'd love to try to get some background on him. Start following up, you know, just see his path through. And a lot, what I've heard from a lot of the guys who play Halo, I was saying, look, man, we put in, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours. Labbing, that's nothing to us. And they were saying, yeah, I understand that, but when we do it, it's in groups of four. I said, oh, okay, that makes a big difference.
Right.
When you have to have your entire team together in order to practice. So these guys are actually getting online and entering game sessions four at a time and playing for 4, 7, or however many hours. That's a little different than what we do. We do put the time in. And we talk, but these dudes are in a single game or in some, you know, whatever type of matches those are, death matches or whatever they call it. I don't want to, you know, go too far in it because I don't know too much about the Halo side. But I do know they said that they put in that work together at one time, and that needs to be, that definitely needs to be, you know, broadcasted out there.
Right. All right, well, I'm going to bring Jordan on, and then Then when we're done with Jordan, we're going to go back to Replay, who has some thoughts on Anaheim that he wants to share with the community. So this promises Replay's thoughts. And, you know, for any of you who know Replay, he's not one to mince words. So get ready. This could be some pretty good radio coming up with Replay and his thoughts on the competition and things that went on in Anaheim. So that's coming up next. But right now, let me introduce Jordan. I'm just going to say Jordan. I'm not going to put his last name out there unless he wants to. But Jordan, MLG Halo competitor, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, thanks, man. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing really good.
Did you hear the Sundance portion earlier?
Oh, yeah, man. I've been listening.
Okay, good, 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 good. And you heard it. He gave you some specific advice, so probably not anything that you didn't already know, but coming from the top dog, certainly must have been nice to know that he's in your corner, huh?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. He just helped me. He reiterated the fact of what I needed to do, so that was good.
Sure, sure. Now, we met on a play coming back from Anaheim, and at the time, You were part of a team. Now, take us back a little bit. You went to Anaheim. Tell us a little bit about, you know, your Halo background, and then what happened out in Anaheim, and then what happened subsequent to Anaheim.
Well, pretty much I started competitive Halo only about a year ago. I played when it first came out just for fun, and then I found out about MLG and just started playing. I thought it was, you know, awesome what was going on in the MLG community. I always followed it, and then I finally could make it out to an event in Columbus. I got a little team together. We didn't have much practice or anything, but I just wanted to go and see what it was all about. Pretty much we were done after the first two rounds. It was double elimination, and all three of my teammates quit playing Halo at that point. So I had to, you know, look for new guys, because that drove me even more to get that much better, you know. There's just so much crazy competition out there. I really just wanted to be the best at that point.
Now, you have three teammates that all quit, but you want to keep going. Did these guys just not understand the commitment it was going to take to be competitive, or was it, you know, what reasons did they give you for just quitting?
A lot of it was they didn't want to put the time into it. I think that was the biggest thing. And then, you know, Our first tournament together, we all worked pretty hard for the most part, but we didn't see the best results, you know, and I think that got to a lot of them too. So, I mean, I just try and, like, learn from everything. Like, I'm trying to do as much as I possibly can to soak in as much as I can to get better. And these guys kind of were expecting to do better at their first one, so that kind of drove them away from it a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
And the guys from Anaheim, I actually had one guy back out before the tournament even started, so we had to pick up just one of my other teammates' friends, so we didn't even have our complete four guys there. And the biggest problem with these guys was our practice routines. You know, like, they could only be on at certain times. We couldn't always get all four of us together to practice. And if not all four of us are on, it's kind of hard to get a good practice in, you know. Because, I mean, you can work on your individual skill, and that's fine and everything, but it really all just comes down to teamwork. And if you don't have great teamwork, you're not going to see any success. So they just couldn't practice enough, pretty much. So
now, we sat on a plane together, me, you, and that young lady. You know, I think that lady liked you, by the way. Did you get that vibe or what?
I don't know, man. She kept talking to me. It was kind of awkward, but I was just going with it, you know.
Do you know the term cougar? Have you heard that term cougar?
Yeah, that's what I've heard it.
I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if the shoe fits. Yeah.
Married like four or five times or whatever.
Yeah, when I heard that, I said to myself, I said, there's something wrong with this picture, you know. But yeah, she kept you and her was vibing. I went to sleep, woke up, you guys were still talking. So hey, but when we talk about Halo and we talk about your aspirations, and I'm going to be kind of blunt, and you know, I have a reputation of being fairly direct, so forgive me. But do you think it's just a pipe dream? Do you think that this is, you know, for instance, I know, I mean, I just had Dynasty on. Dynasty, arguably one of the best players out there, one of the best to ever play this game. There's no way that I could get to that level in Madden. It's not going to happen, you know, for a whole – length of reasons, I will not be the next dynasty in Madden, period. So period. Now, Halo is a team sport. You got to get, you know, three other guys that have, you know, the drive, determination to be successful, work hard. Do you think you're going to be able to find three guys that are willing to work as hard as you to make this happen, or do you think this is just a long shot, you know, take a dart and throw it at a dartboard? Jordan. Maybe I was too blunt, huh?
Scared him away, man.
I scared him away. All right, Jordan, call back in. We're trying to ascertain whether or not this is a pipe dream or whether you really think that this is going to happen. You know, whether this is something you really think is going to happen. Either way, we're going to follow you and see. But go ahead and call back in, and unless, you know, I did scare you away, then don't call back in. Then that will tell me. All right, while we're waiting on Jordan to call back in, Ron, why don't you take a second and explain to I don't think people really know what you do for MLG at the Madden tournament. So why don't you tell everybody what exactly you do for MLG?
All right, well, first, in order to start that off, I need to first thank everybody for following us on MLG's the EA Series Challenge page. We set a coverage record. When I got there on Friday, I had a talk with the guy I report to, and they're saying, you know, they had a certain number that they wanted to hit, or which they were making as their goal. We blew that number out the box. So I just, you know, I'm not saying it's all me. Matter of fact, I'm not saying it's me at all, because I can't watch what I'm typing, basically, online. That's you guys. So it's all guys who are following us. You know, you made that possible, so I wanted to make sure everybody, you know, I was able to thank everybody for that. But basically what I do is, and this is the first time it happened, Dallas was so successful that when I came in Saturday morning in order to log on and everything, I was told, you know, Ron, here, we're going to give you the keys to the blog. You just set up, and we're going to let you run it. We're cool with how you make your updates. Basically, we don't have to worry about the editing. Just go ahead. We're going to let you run this. And, you know, just going through with them, what do you expect? What do you expect? How often do you want the updates coming? We went through that. And if you go back and look at the coverage, because you can actually do that just by going to the site, you'll see that the majority of the day, the updates were coming within 2 to 3 minutes at the most of each entry. And when it got down to, you know, longer the event, when I started actually making updates on the blog, maybe almost every other minute. And what I actually do is I come in, and seeing the rest of the guys who are running around will let you know, I sit in that back portion all day. And if I'm not there, I'm running around grabbing scores, heading back to my laptop, updating scores, in the process, doing interviews. Outside of doing the interviews, go over there and try to politic with other companies out there, get back to writing. But I literally do that from, what was it, 9 o'clock until we end. Outside of that, any major game, so a major game would be Jet. If Jet is playing, that's covered. So what I have to do is I'll go ahead and cover that game, which means I'm actually going to do like an article on that game after the game is over. So while I'm actually having to update the blog, I also have to write a article, kind of like a sports rap article of that game also. Send that off to edit and let them, you know, check that, and then they put that up on a separate area on the actual, you know, on the actual site, while also grabbing the bracket information from JV and making sure guys know what games could be coming up, what possible matchups we have in the other rounds. And also I wanted to make sure I haven't had a chance to actually talk to Glenn, but I've seen him out there,
And, you know, he does a great job with keeping everybody updated as far as on the other sites, on the non MLG sites, but he keeps everybody updated on the games that I can't get to. So together, you guys are getting the best coverage possible by looking at MLG and I believe it's Get Your Tournament.
You know, and I also want to, I have to, you know, shout out, I mean, they're my partners, but just, you know, the Madden Lab, if you go to their official, if you go to their forums, and if you go now and look at their Anaheim MLG thread, you'll see over 1,500 posts and over 41,000 views.
Yeah.
So I think it really is a team effort, you know, with what Ron's doing for MLG and for the MLG site. You got Glenn running around with Get Your Tournament. You've got, you know, the Madden Lab there. And you've got, you know, I'm sure there's other websites that are represented that maybe, you know, not as well known. But it really is a team tournament to get that information.
Yeah.
Out there to everybody. That's great. I think this might be Jordan. Let me see if this is Jordan. It's a different number but same area code. Let's try it. 269. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, it's Jordan.
Oh, it is you. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw that the extension was the same but the number was different. I said, let me give it a try.
Yeah, I was having some problems with my phone.
Technical difficulties. Okay. Well, Ron, you know, I actually want, and quite frankly, I wasn't exactly sure what Ron. I knew Ron did some writing, but because I'm reffing games, so I don't see what he's doing. I see him at the computer and running around and who played that game, what was the final score, da 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 da, you know, but I wasn't totally sure what Ron did for MLG back there at the computer, so that's good stuff. Jordan, before we lost you, what I was asking you was, is your goal to be an MLG pro a realistic one? Do you think, and I used me as an example, even though I'm substantially older than you, but I know my limitations. I'm not going to be a video gaming pro. It's not going to happen. But is that something, is it a dream, or is it something you really think that's attainable?
Well, it started off as a dream, honestly. Like, I was like, wow, that would just be amazing. And after going to these events, I've consistently, honestly, like, destroyed while I was there. The first team I was on, I was the only one that went positive out of any of the games we played. And I feel like I can tell that I'm improving. And then it turned to, you know, I just felt like I had the skill to do it. I just have to keep putting time into it to get there and keep studying. It's like Sundance said earlier, you have to strategize. And I constantly watch, like, the pros' POVs and just try and break everything down I possibly can just to try and make my game that much better. So I definitely feel like, I mean, I know I can do it, you know. That's how I feel about it.
Okay. And how has it been trying to find, I mean, what avenues are you using to try to see if you can get a new team together?
I've been using the MLG forums. I've just been kind of scouting right now because I almost feel like, it sounds kind of cocky, but I feel like the team almost has to try out for me. I want the guys that are on my team, guys that I can trust and who have the same attitude and skill level that I do. I'm not looking for just a team of guys who's looking to, you know, do whatever. I want to do the best I can, and I got to find the best guys for it. It just takes some time, I guess. So I'm mostly using the forums. They have a specific, you know, area for that, for recruiting people for tournaments and whatever.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. So there is, on the MLG forums, there is an area where people like yourself who are looking to form teams can post and talk with other people that are also looking for teams. That's correct?
Yeah, exactly. It's actually just called recruitment, you know. So you can go on there and you can post your own, like, free agent tag or whatever and try and get picked up by a team. Or you can specifically look at teams who already have a team, but they're looking for one or two more or whatever. So.
Okay. Interesting. So what do you think on the idea of, you know, we use this vehicle, you know, the Madden Voice, and we're going to follow you. We're going to, you know, your journey through to Orlando as it's now November 19th. Happy birthday, Brother Jay, my brother Jason Floyd down in Atlanta. I don't think he's listening, but on the off chance that he is, happy birthday, bro. I'll see you Saturday. He'll be home this weekend. So happy birthday, bro. But so it's November 19th, and we're about 6 weeks out. we want to follow you. We want to follow your recruiting. We want to follow your interviewing, your recruiting. Then when you do get your team together, maybe you have them to come on and, you know, talk about what it's going to take for you guys to get ready for Orlando. And then, you know, honestly, there might even be a chance for us to do some interviews on site. I will be working, but in between games, I might be able to get out with a little microphone or something and interview you guys and bring that back to a follow-up show. What do you think? We'd be interested in that?
Yeah, that sounds amazing, actually.
Okay, all right. And it sounded like that would be something that I think Sundance was intrigued by that, and certainly Ron said we have Ron Jackson, a.k.a. Philly Ron, who works for a Madden site, but is certainly interested in all levels of gaming, so we'll connect you with Ron as well. And, you know, let's see where this can go. Who knows, man? Maybe we get some momentum going behind you, man, and give you guys a little bit of luck, get you paired up with the right team, and who knows? Who knows where you can take it?
Definitely. That's my goal overall, just keep getting better, you know? Like, I promised myself I would go to every single tournament. That's what I'm going to do, so.
Well, That's great. And, you know, the other thing to keep in mind is, you know, we are also connected with other tournament directors. And while some of them, you know, maybe their main bread and butter might be Madden, we're seeing more and more Halo, Gears of War tournaments going on at these Madden tournaments, too. NJ Rod has a tournament this week called Sonic Boom, and he's out in Jersey, and so he's got a big event going on this week, and I'll talk a little bit more about that shortly. But so, you know, who knows, maybe you guys get your stuff going and you can make one of these little regional tournaments in the meantime to kind of warm up, you know, before Orlando, you know?
Yeah, definitely, of course. Like I said, I'm trying to get the same kind of guys that are going to do whatever it takes, just like me. So, I mean, I'm sure we'd be up for that.
Sounds good. All right, Jordan. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go. Appreciate you coming on to the show. I've got your number. You've got mine. We will stay in touch. We probably will not do a show next week with the holiday, but we will come back the following week, and I'll start looking forward to Anaheim and Orlando. So we'll look to bring you back on in a couple of weeks and see how you're making out.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it a lot.
No problem. Thanks for coming on the Madden Voice.
Yep, take it easy, man.
Yeah, you too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Jordan, the aspiring Halo pro, looking to be a MLG pro with Halo. And we're going to follow him, and let's see, let's see if we can bring him some luck and see where it can go, you know. Maybe a year from now he'll be sitting on top of the hill with his team, and he could throw me a few dollars, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
All right. Do we have is Replay still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm showing.
All right. Well, you know, we've been off about our Replay. We coming back around to you. Everything goes full circle. And you know, you had some thoughts and some things that you wanted to share. You know, about Anaheim and about that game we love called Madden. So I'm gonna turn the floor over to you.
To me, in my opinion, you know, like people don't realize. Shout out to all the commissioners in the Madden community, all the guys who call themselves a crew. You know, whether you're three or four people or you're four or five people. You know, and to me, it's just like instead of everybody trying to put each other down, they need to start picking each other up, because this is an opportunity that a lot of the older cats never had. I'm sure Ron, you know, anybody, any of the older cats who played, you know, I'm sure it was just like little 20s here and there, and then maybe the Mega Ball, but it was never something like this big. And it just seems like, to me, it's like so much hate and so much disrespect that, you know, it might fly in your part of town, but it might not fly in my town or in Comiskey Town, you know what I'm saying, depending on where you're from. It's like, to me, you know, even Dynasty, you know, I'm cool with them, you know, like, but I felt kind of bad for him because it almost felt like the whole community was hating because he found a little glitch in the game or he was running a glitchy offense. You know, I was upset that day. I kind of calmed down now. But to me, it's like, you know, like, how are you going to hate on one person and you're doing the same thing? You know, like, everybody's trying to find that play or that defense that they could win with. You know, you talk the problem, he laughs every time somebody's running a stink pinch, you know, like, these dudes don't know what I'm doing, you know, like, so to me, it's like, sometimes, you know, like, you just got to have that ambition that, I'm going to try to do, you know, and that's one thing I love about SNS, that we don't really try to bank off everything everybody else is doing. We try to come with our own style of play, our own, you know, our own defense, or our own, you know, and to me, it's like it's getting terrible. It's like, you know, it's a tournament this weekend. You know, I love Rod's tournaments, but it almost makes you don't want to go. It almost, you know what I'm saying? It almost makes you not want to, you know, because there is 50,000 on the line, you know what I'm saying? And it's like you put in all this time and work, and then for what? Somebody to steal it and run it on Garen Sloan, you know? Then when you go to a tournament, it's 20 people running the same thing you're running, you know? And I can't say that, yo, I'm a perfect dude. And I've never done it, but at the same time, it's like, where do you draw that line at? You know, what do you say to yourself, yo, I'm going to be a grown-ass man? You know what I'm saying? I always say I'm a grown-ass man. Like, where do you step up? You know, I don't know if you heard some of the stories, but, you know, there's a lot of crazy things behind the scenes that I'm sure the whole Madden community doesn't know. I'm sure, you know, people who are cool and, you know, let other people know, but, you know, stealing iPhones, you know, that's not what you're there for. You spend like, yo, I spend probably $1,000 at each tournament easily. You know what I'm saying? Somebody broke into them a car in Texas. You know, somebody, you know, I was supposed to get some sponsorships for a rental in another room that I didn't even stay in. You know what I'm saying? I still had to take the loss on that. And it's like, yo, people going to miss you when you're gone. I promise you, you know, like, what makes those tournaments on the weekend, you know, when you don't have nothing to do? It's getting with the fellas and just having some fun. So I really wish everybody could just think about that. You know, I know you're trying to win money. I know you're trying to. I mean, people even, you know, taking ass butts. They don't even want to pay. You know, like, yo, that might not fly against the wrong person. You know, like, I'd hate for you to be in that predicament where that person's feeling some type of way. You know, he asks his wife and he maybe has kids and you're going to not pay the man. You know, it's just, to me, it's just like, yo, everybody in the community needs to step up. I mean, I was real disappointed. I mean, SNS, you know, we try to do everything as a family, you know. It's like 11 or 10 of us. Only 4 of us went to Cali. It's terrible. It's like, it's horrible. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me as a commissioner, it's like, yo, I damn near took care of the room. All you had to do is really take care of the flight, you know. And it was like, you know, it's just a lot of stalling, you know, local tournaments will do, you know, like, you know, what's the point of you being in the camp if you're not going to step up and, you know, and play? And to me, it's like, you know, certain people, you know, people look at you because they see you on the side, they see you making YouTube videos, and, you know, you want to, you know, step out there like you, you know, you that dude, but then when it comes down to it, when somebody call you out on it, you don't have nothing to say. So to me, it's just like, you know how I am. I might talk it, but I'm shaking your hand at the end. I'm not going to try to be disrespectful to you, you know. To me, it's just real messed up. It's a real terrible feeling sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You see and stuff that you worked on, and you're like, damn, man, this dude's running it, and I guess there's really nothing you could do, but at the same time, it's like, what are you going to do? You're going to not go to tournaments? You're going to hold it in your back pocket like Dynasty did? And shout out to him, because, you know, that little play, you know, like you said, maybe it got under the skin. Maybe he felt like, yo, I don't want him to think I just won because of this. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it didn't. Maybe he felt like, you know, the dude could stop it. But I know, you know, just being in the crowd and hanging out there, it might have been 20 people coming up to me like, yo, you could do this to stop it. You could do this to stop it. And my attitude is like, man, we don't need that. This is what we live for. This is what we practice for. This is why we come to a tournament, so that we're prepared for anything, you know? So I don't know. I mean, that's me personally. You know, everybody has their own thing. Everybody's going to want to do the thing. But it seems like those people who succeed are the people that put the time in. But like the guy, Jordan, just said, yo, I'm going to every tournament. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let nothing lie. I'm going to leave it all out there. You know, people talk about, yo, I'm this and I'm that. And they go to a tournament and don't even win a game. And it's all their mouth. It ain't no substance to it. You know, I went to Anaheim. I think I went 2-2. I read on the lab, I got blown out by house shoot. You know, I lost like 3 points. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you was there, I was there, you wasn't. You know, keep watching, you know. It's right. Whatever, you know.
Right.
So,
right.
So to me, it's just like, you know, somebody's got to step up and say it. Maybe not me, but one day, you know, you're going to say the wrong thing, and that's going to mess you up with a sponsor. You know what I'm saying? That's going to, might mess you up with a commercial. You never know, you know what I'm saying? But to me, it's like, you really need to keep your eye out on who's watching you, what you're doing. You know, me and that's why me and Ron always got along, because yo, we always show respect. You know, whatever Ron wanted to do, I was cool with it. You know, I knew that he was doing the practice. I told him I didn't mind doing it. You know, it didn't matter to me. It was just, this is all, it was love for man. That's all it is. You know, like, I was the type of person, I'm the type of person now where I know that probably everybody in the crew might not be able to fly down to Orlando. I was really thinking about, you know, taking the van down there, just on a road trip, because we do have fun on road trips, you know what I'm saying? And it'd probably be a lot cheaper for the people who couldn't fly, you know, but that'd be an opportunity for them to go. So to me, it's just like, yo, the level of respect really needs to step up, you know what I'm saying? This is an opportunity for everybody to get some money, you know, not just the guy who wins it. You know, like you said, there's sponsors out there, there's guys with glasses. I don't know what the thing that you were playing with, but I mean, seeing Problem's older brother videotaping people playing with that ball might have been the funniest thing I seen that weekend. You know what I'm saying? It's just to me, it's just like it's so petty. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
well, I'm working on those guys. They ain't cut no check yet either, so they can't get no props.
Oh, okay, I ain't say no names. I'm trying to be politically correct on it.
I'm in conversations with them, though. Trust me on that. That's why I left with three of his products, because I'm in conversations with them.
I got my house phone right here in case you give one away. I could call on the other line. You know, just in case, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I'll talk about that in a minute, but I will say this, Replay. I will say this in addition to your comments is I think the difference that we're going to see moving forward is that this game we call Madden and this tournament scene is going to grow with or without the staples that we've known. And people are going to, you know, in the past, I think that the power was in the baller's hands, and so the average tournament baller really had a lot of control over the success of the tournament community, and it didn't allow the tournament scene to grow. And I think MLG now is taking that power away, and they're going to create a system that is going to really level the playing field and allow for anybody that wants, you know, a guy like Jordan who wants to be competitive on Halo, you know, he's going to have an opportunity to work towards being a pro. I think the same thing is going to happen in Madden. You know, one of the things I did, you know, on Sunday, I did more product promotion than I actually did reffing. And
I saw you on Top doing your commercial.
Yeah, we did our commercial, and
yeah,
then I actually did one on the side, and I had made a comment about you know, that anybody could come out to an MLG event. This isn't just for pros. This is for anybody that wants to compete. And they loved it. They ate that up. They said, wait a minute, we love that line. Can we, let's do that again. They rewound the video and like, do that, say that again. And it showed me where they're going with this is, hey, for guys like Jet and Problem and Dynasty and Los, hey, they will roll out the red carpet for you. Come on out. We'll help pay your way. And, you know, you guys are going to get great treatment from us. But they're also going to make sure that the other 100 guys that come are going to feel welcomed and have a great time. And that's why they're even looking at expanding to 256, because they want everybody to come and have a great experience. So I think what we're going to see is – either people are going to have to do some of the things that you just talked about, which is really I think I heard the cell phone incident. I heard about it, and I know there were some other things that went on that weren't too cool. But I gotta say, I think people for the most part have been fairly well behaved. I think that people have respected the fact that MLG has taken us to another level and not done things on a large level to disrespect what MLG is trying to do. I know there's been a lot of isolated little events and little issues and disputes and feuds, but I got to tell you, I've been fairly proud of the Madden community and how they've represented at MLG. I don't know, Ron, if you agree, or I know I got a couple of callers waiting, so callers, don't go anywhere. We're about to bring you on next, but Ron, you know, you're a veteran of this scene. What do you think?
Yeah, overall, I like I really enjoy what I'm seeing out there, and I'm not going to say I'm necessarily behind the scenes, but when you hear the upper, I guess the execs or whatever, talking about how when not even hearing them talking, but when you see the expression on their face when they're talking about our players, it lets you know that they're really out there trying to promote our guys. And on top of all, they want to make you guys successful. So I mean, that's huge. When you see somebody who you technically haven't done anything for yet, and that's the first thing that they're doing for you is trying to make you successful, that's a breath of fresh air, because you don't get to see that too often. It's very few of those type of people that you run into in life. So when you meet an organization who looks at us as a community, a MAD community, as what can we do to make them successful, that's a breath of fresh air. Because even at the beginning, and let's go back to the beginning when we were talking about this team, they didn't have to come in and even ask for our opinion on anything. They could have said, listen, we're going to do it this way, and that's that. You live and die with it. So to have them with open dialogue from day one, and they get a guy like Sundance come on, who it's rare that you get to deal with CEO-type guys on regular conversation. And so to have him come on in, and you hear the passion in his voice on how he's, you know, trying to do things for us, that's just a great thing. And as far as, you know, our guys, the way that they've been acting, again, I haven't heard about anything negative. So the only thing I've seen so far is just great things from our guys. Let's knock out whatever the little things that are happening. Let's just, you know, weed that stuff out and keep painting a good picture.
I agree. Let me run to the radio here. I mean, run to the radio. Let me run to the switchboard here and bring on. I recognize the number. This is, I believe, we are now going to bring on GTP's very own Big Game James. Big Game, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Not much, man. How you doing?
What's up, Game? Can't complain at all. Sitting here watching the game, listening to the radio show.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, we've got a replay from SNS. We've got Philly Ron, of course, on, and myself. And, you know, what are some of your thoughts? Now, you had a fairly spirited game with your former crewmate, Dynasty, out in Anaheim.
Yeah, well, what I won't do is I won't get into the personal aspect of it, because he said a couple of little things that kind of got under my skin, which is why I reacted the way I did.
Okay.
Anyone that knows me knows I'm pretty much mild mannered. You have to say something to me to really get me going.
Whoa.
Replay. You know, the only way I go off.
I'm playing. I'm just messing.
You trying to start the radio. Jeez.
I'm playing with you, man. You know I got to say something, man. I'm cool hosting, man. I got to do something, man.
Well, I love it.
I love it. My man. Security.
The only thing is, I want people to act the same way they would act if you were just playing them in your house. I want them to act the same way when they're around people.
Exactly.
So for Lynn to say what he said in front of all them people, knowing that I couldn't go outside his head, made me mad. Because if he said that in the room when we were playing for money or whatever, like in the hotel rooms, he knows it's all over for him. And that's the only reason I reacted the way I did. That's why the security was draped all over me.
Well, I hear you, and I did ref that game, so I can actually say I certainly understand what you're getting at. You know, I definitely understand that. What did you think about the tournament in general, the Anaheim experience? What did you think?
Well, I thought that it was a very, very well ran tournament, and you know, MLG seems to be doing big things with it, so it seems like it just can only get better from here. It was like a Players Bowl, just five times bigger.
Yeah. And the funny part about it is there was 128 at Anaheim, and at Players Bowl there was 122. So the number of participants was the same, but you get the feeling of a much larger event because of the Halo, the gears, and all the sponsors and all the hype and the production value that MLG puts into it. I said this out there on camera. I'll say it on the show. Even if you don't plan to compete, although competing would really be great, but even if you don't plan to compete, you got to get out to an MLG event and see for yourself what these guys do. If you have never gone, you owe it to yourself. If you're a gamer, you owe it to yourself to get out to one of these events, without a doubt. All right, James. James is handling it. Daniel's handling some business in the background. I hear him handling.
I'm so I had to explain to her what happened because I thought she was looking at the phone. And she was like, you know what stuff happened with him.
Gotcha. That's fine. Let me also bring on, we have, just to reset a little bit here, 9:23 Eastern Time. It is Commissioner T. It is my special co-host for tonight, the man from SNS Replay. Replay's kind of calm tonight. We got to get Replay fired up, man. Replay.
Yo, it's a long day at work, though, man.
I wish they had the videos from MLG. He was crazy all day when Lin was playing Blue, he went crazy.
Yeah.
What's up, Replay?
I'm good. But you know what? Some people be thinking I'm just like I'm off the chain, like I'm about to wild out. But that's just me, you know. That's just me being me, man. For real, I'm not looking to, you know, do nothing. You know what I'm saying? I commend you because I know it took a lot of restraint for you to go through what you was going through, and you know, maybe I would have let one go. You know what I'm saying? But it's rough. You know what I'm saying? It's, people don't really realize until you go out there, until you're in that scene, and you know what I'm saying? And Big Game James been around for a while, you know what I'm saying? And I knew it was tough for him. But at the same time, it's like, what would he have got out of that? You know what I'm saying? You probably would have never been able to go to a tournament again. We need people like you at the tournament to show some of these other people how to act, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I tell you, one of the things that I enjoyed was in Dallas, actually, when Dury played Blue and Alliance versus SNS, and the captain was on. We had MTZ, we had Adam Morrison, we had Replay. You know, Replay talking about Dury's sandals and his thumbs and between his toes, and I mean, it was. But what I really liked was after the game was over, you see SNS and the Alliance giving each other dap, hey, good game, you know. I mean, it was no bad blood. It was like, okay,
That's how it's supposed to be.
But that's what we need to see more of. That's what we need to see. You know, that's what I've been preaching for the last couple of years is the Madden should be like the WWE. These guys, when the cameras come on, you know, Randy Orton and Triple H and all these guys get in the ring and they do their thing. And then when the lights go off, these guys, they're all friends behind the scenes.
Don't act like EFL don't be out there capping too, because when we was in Ohio, they was – giving it to us, man. I don't know his name right now.
Especially Vince. I think Vince is the name.
Oh, my God.
I talk to Vince every day.
Oh,
Vince
my win. God.
He's down with 30, and he's still going crazy. He's going to win.
Dude came out, yo. I got the best stick in the nation. He was the man in Ohio. I like him, but woo, that dude is crazy. That dude is off the chain.
Well, first of all, I appreciate the shout-out to the EAFL and to the guys that represent the EAFL. And the last show we did a special show just to cover the Big City event. Big City, Paul and his team was just so cordial and really opened up the red carpet for the EAFL's team. And they all came back to me and said we were treated great. We had a great time. And so we did a show just for that. And just kind of breaking news, if you will. But you will see the EAFL in Orlando. You will see a crew from the EAFL in Orlando, and that's all I'm going to say for now. There's more news on that coming, but you will see them in Orlando. Now, as you know, I will have on my MLG colors, so I will have to be. I will have to play Bobby Storm and just sit there. And if y'all saw Bobby all weekend in Anaheim with all the games going on, yeah, man, Bobby just had to sit there and cross his arms off the side, nothing, you know. And I sit there and walk over, Bobby. You all right? Yeah, I'm all right, T. Don't worry about it. I'm good. But Bobby couldn't root for nobody, you know. He just had to sit there with his arms crossed, you know. And I'm going to be in that same position in Orlando. But appreciate the shout out to the EAFL guys. They've been working hard. There's a lot of stuff. Bama is the player coach, kind of the Replay, if you will, of the EAFL team, and we'll be announcing some things in upcoming shows in reference to that. So that's just stay tuned for that. All right, let me see who else is on the line. We got people that want to get on here and comment. And the next guy we're going to bring on from Madden Players United, I got to finally meet this brother. Been talking to him for over a year on the forums, on the phone. One of the funniest guys I've ever met in my entire life. This dude keeps you laughing. He is just a funny dude. Had a blast. Let me bring out the man himself from Madden Players United and now Primetime Gamers. I keep going back to the old name. Now it's Primetime Gamers. A1, welcome to the show.
World champion Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh my god,
are you serious?
Nah, man, first I want to say it was good meeting, man, everybody. Big Game James, Delph, Dynasty, this dude that's on the phone right now.
I
gotta piss him off, man.
Nah, he's good, but I saw your car in the bathroom. I'm gonna take a bathroom thing. Primetime Gamers tournament. I hear you though.
Nah, man, it was good meeting everybody, man. It was pretty nice.
I think it was funny that I spent a reasonable amount of time with A1 out there, and because I knew a lot of the ballers from past tournaments, and I knew that A1 didn't know a lot of the East Coast guys, I made it a point to make sure that, you know, I mean, I knew he'd get out and meet them all, and he does his own introductions, trust me. But any chance I could, I'd point people out, and it was funny that so many guys were like, that's A1? Yeah, this A1 right here. You mean A1, like, tournament A1? Yeah, this him right here.
Like the dude I talk shit to on the board? A1? Yeah, that's him right there.
He'd be bigger than that.
it was really funny. I got a laugh, but it was a good time though. It really was a good time, and we had a lot of fun out there in Anaheim. I mean, for guys that don't understand how it goes, you know, we all get there between Thursday and Friday. Then the tournament starts bright and early on Saturday and runs late Saturday, and then wraps up on Sunday. And we really, really had a good time. So let me also bring on a guy that has a big tournament this weekend, Sonic Boom. Is this weekend, and we were going to give him a shout out, but since he's on the line, we will let him kind of plug his own event. Guy who also has some ties with MLG as well, and is well respected by that organization, NJ Rod. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
Yeah, it's been a minute, yeah.
Sonic Boom!
You got a real good time out there, man, Cali. I'm going to try to get down to Orlando, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Meet all the people and just to get a feel of that MLG experience. So I'm going to try to get down there, man. But it sounds like a real good time, you know?
Well, and I'll say it again. Everybody should, you know, it'll be the last one before Miami. Obviously, you know, it won't be the last one. But, you know, if you can get to Orlando in January for any reason, you should go. Especially if you live up on, you know, the East Coast, Northeast or whatever, you know, Midwest or whatever, where it's going to be cold. But now for, you know, this type of event is definitely worth it. But Rod, since we do have you on the phone, take a minute and talk about I love the name, too. Sonic Boom 09 coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, we got something, you know, something that I want to start, like a yearly tradition type thing. We don't really have that up here as far as a traditional type tournament. I do my monthly things, but, you know, I just want to try something new. And, we're doing the Sonic Boom tournament, Madden, Gears of War, Halo 3, and we're going to introduce Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. So it's looking like it's going to be... It's looking like it's going to be pretty massive, man. And you know, I've been working hard over the last month, just promoting and getting stuff together, and it's just been crazy. But you know, we're expecting anywhere 300 to 500 people out there, man. So I'm just going to keep my fingers crossed, pray, and just hope everything works out, and you know, we can accommodate the guys and give them a good time.
That's great. Now I'm on your site now, and that's njmaddenballers.com, and it looks like I see $40. I'm looking at the Madden PS3 $40 entry if you pre-reg, $45 at the door. So it looks like you can pre-register for some of these events?
Well, actually, the pre-reg is like it's pretty much it's over right now because
it's over. Okay.
Yeah, I stopped it because you do the PayPal in order for you to extract the funds to get them, you know, for payment and everything. It takes a couple of days, so I usually ended that like 2 days ago or something.
Okay,
like that.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So, all right, great. Anything else going on with you know? I know you seem to always be in always something going on with Rod and KOTC and NJ Madden Ballers. You know, anything else going on that you want to share?
Yeah, we got some stuff going on with a couple sponsors coming out to this event. We joined up with the Velocity 17, which is a an incredible venue. You know, if you guys get a chance to come, just check that out. In itself, it's just an amazing spot. You know, they got race. It's like a kart racing place, roller disco. Restaurant, you name it, arcade, football field, this, that. It's like it's kind of crazy. So, you know, we linked up with them. You know, they do big-time promotions with commercials and billboards and stuff like that. So it's just a different opportunity to, you know, help us get our name out there. So, you know, we got that going on, New York City expansion project going on. And also we're gonna get deep into the fighting games. There's going to be a big announcement. With that, we're joining probably one of the most dominant fighting like I don't want to call it a crew, but the fighting crews out of New York and stuff like that. We're about to do something big with them guys, so you know it's going off the charts. We got A1 working hard out there for us in California with the King of the Couch out there in Hollywood and Universal Studios. So it's just been a great thing, man. Just trying to keep positive and moving forward. And I was listening to what Replay was saying a couple minutes ago about, you know, the community, and sometimes just, you know, it just gets to you with different things going on. But I've been one to just, like, you know, to dance to the beat of my own drum and just try to just keep moving. You know, just keep it moving, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and regardless of what happens as far as, you know, with the Madden stuff, this and that, like, you know, we got to get it together because, like, it goes, you know, it's going to go on regardless. You know, whether it be Madden or other groups or other games, and it's just a shame to see, like, one of the most dominant games just not – the community is just not as – not to the point where it should be with a lot of just, like, petty things and nonsense and, you know. So we just hope that we, you know, get everybody, you know, when Christmas season's coming up, man, it's just a time for, like, happiness. Just get it together and let's just get some games in, man.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I agree with you, no doubt. And just a reminder out there, call in number 347-838-9525. The Madden Voice returned tonight. We started off with Sundance. We've got a Replay on the line. We've got Big Game James. We had Philly Ron. I think we might have lost Philly Ron, but we had Philly Ron on for a while. A1 from Madden. Jesus Christ. Primetime Gamers. I just can't get Madden Players. Maybe because I like the name Madden Players United. I don't know. But Primetime Gamers. We have NJ Rod from KOTC, NJ Madden Ballers on the line. And, of course, myself, Commissioner T with the EAFL and the Madden Voice. We are on the line, and if you want to call in, 347-838-9525, and you can catch us on Twitter if you have anything you want to say there. Just a slight recap: we had Sundance on, co-founder MLG, and he put what I thought was an incredibly generous offer out there. If you get to one of your local LID stores. And there's pictures of the hats on MLGPro.com, so go ahead there and check out. I have one of the hats. All the hats look great, and I mean that, you know, sincerely. But if you get to a LID store, buy yourself a brand-new custom MLG hat, take a picture of it with the receipt to show that you did buy the hat, and send it over to Sundance either through Twitter, MLG_Sundance, or look him up on Facebook, or send it to him via email, sundance@mlgpro.com. And the first 5 people that do that will get a full tour of the Orlando production site for Halo, for Gears, and for Madden, and also get to be introduced to as many pros as he can introduce you to. So an incredible, incredible offer. So, and also when you do that, mention you heard it here on the Madden Voice. Tell them Commissioner T said that you are going to be one of the 5, so go ahead and check that out. All right, let's go to the phones and just make sure we're not missing anybody. If you call in and want to be heard, you want to press 1, and that will tell me that you want to be heard, and we will get you on a line. I do want to shout out a site that offered me just a plethora of free Madden tips. As I rejoined the EAFL this season, and we're not going to talk about how my season's gone, but we're just going to say I'm playing Madden again. And, you know, decided to get some tips. And, you know, we all know the lab is kind of the place to go for Madden tips. Shout out to Duke and Gambino. But, you know, there are other places to go to. You know, we have Philly Ron on, and he's with VG Sports, MaddenTips.com. So we know they're out there. We know Ask Madden is out there. But, you know, if you don't want to, let me not say it that way. Clearly, depending on how much is in your budget, you can't go wrong with the Madden Lab. You can't go wrong with VG Sports. And from what I understand, Ask Madden is giving away free tips. Not, I can't speak to the quality of them, but free. Hey, you know, can't go wrong with anything free. But I got a guy in my league that runs a site called Madden Bible. They gave me a whole mess of stuff to look at. Now, I don't have a lot of time, so I really didn't get to go through it all, but what I did go through, I got to admit, looked pretty good. It looked like if someone really had the time to invest, that they could read that stuff and actually improve their game. So, you know, there's some good Madden information out there for you guys. Check it out. Go to one of the sites out there. Get your tips, get your game up, and then, you know what, get your hotel, like Replay said, get your airline ticket, get on out to Orlando and check out this MLG scene. It's going to be huge. Can we do 256 in Orlando? I think we can. You know, I personally think we can. But we got to get you guys out there. We got to get you guys to Orlando. And Coach K reminds me, another place to test your skills is, of course, in the EAFL. Thank you, Coach K, for that reminder. You know, I just sometimes forget. I always take these things for granted. I forget, you know, my own league, the EAFL. All right, I've done a lot of talking. Who wants the floor?
I got a funny story for you. Yeah, this is one for the books. Your man, I know y'all have y'all problems, but I'm glad to see that y'all do talk during the shows. Your man and your mama was in the room. I wasn't in there, but the story went something like this. They were in the room. They were talking. I guess they kind of had the door open, and a group of females walked by, you know? So they was like, yo, come in the room. Come talk to us, you know? They came in the room. They saw that they were playing Madden and walked right back out. Like, we thought we were playing Halo. It's rough out there. It's real rough.
Wow.
It's real rough, you know? So
wow.
If you don't go, I mean, even if you don't win, you're going to have fun, you know? You're definitely going to have fun. You're definitely going to see some things that you're probably not going to see at your typical local tournament, you know what I'm saying? And that one shocked me. Like, wow, are you serious? Like, yep, they said, hey, you ain't playing Halo. They ain't even trying to deal with you. I couldn't believe it. So
I'm going to tell you, you saw this replay. You were there. Big game, you were there. These Halo guys got groupies. And these are not ugly girls either. Okay? They got groupies. These Halo, you know, young adults. I'm gonna be nice because, you know, we saw Replay on Sunday with his slacks and shoes on. Replay was getting his grown man on Sunday. I'm like, go ahead, Replay! You know? But, yeah, I ain't mad at you. But these young adults, they got groupies. And I'm going to tell you, you Madden guys, man, y'all missing the boat, man. I mean, A1, did you – tell me I'm wrong. A1?
Yeah.
Did you see the Madden Halo groupies?
Yeah, we seen all of them.
Did you not –
they were all in the lobby and whatnot.
yeah, they were in the lobby.
I mean, I think that story was an exact, you know, microcosm of the difference where it was taboo in Madden to bring your girl to a tournament. What are you bringing your girl for, man? You leave your girl at home. This is Madden. You don't bring your girl to a tournament.
I'm the exception to that rule, sir.
Oh, wow.
I think the difference is the money, though. They looking at the Madden. They looking at the Halo money. They like, I can get a dude that got potential to get a contract. Madden hasn't gotten there yet. So they we leave these Madden dudes alone. But we going to come. We going to get there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I agree that we're definitely going to get there. But I just think that there's a lot that we can learn from these guys without a doubt. You know, and as far as your mama goes, I talked to him out in Anaheim. We had a cordial conversation. And he's doing his thing. I'm doing my thing, and that's where that is. You know, there's room in this community for
everybody.
You know, whether there's competing radio shows, competing leagues, competing crews, competing Madden sites. You know, I have my alliance. I'm not shy about saying that I am partnered with the Madden Lab, Duke, and I mean, I don't talk to Duke a lot. I talk to Gambino mostly, but they're partners, and they have been great to the EAFL. They've been great to the Madden Voice, and so my loyalties are with them currently. It doesn't mean that I have a problem with other sites, but I have to support my partners. That's what I do, and because they support us, and that's what I would ask anybody to do is support your partner, because you know you're on a team, you play with that team, you support the team. But that doesn't mean that there aren't other good entities out there, and there are other good entities out there doing some good positive things for the Madden community, and hopefully, you know, as everyone on this call has said, as we move forward, hopefully some of the lines of demarcation, the lines of division can slowly go away, and we can still keep the competition lines up. But all that other animosity hopefully can, as time goes on, as MLG and EA Sports and everybody leads. And something that Bobby Storm always preaches, you know, is unity, and hopefully we can get everybody together, keep everybody together.
I just want to say one thing, too. My cell phone is not disconnected. My number is being ported over from Sprint to Verizon, so I don't know why they cut it off. But I have my phone tomorrow, finally. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I gotta tell you, you know, the phone, I don't understand why you switch phones, because the phones that you had, that phone that you had out in Anaheim, man, that phone was hip. I mean, that was a classic.
Oh, a classic,
What kind of phone you had out there? What kind of phone you had? Put them on blast.
Man, let me just put it to you this way, man. The phone had this big old antenna on it. it had a big old antenna on it, and
wow.
I said. A1, what's going on with your phone, man? Nothing, man. My phone is fine, bro. I like my phone. I said, what's that hanging around your neck? That's my battery charger, because the phone goes dead in about 20 minutes. I got to plug it in. So A1's walking through the convention center with his charger hanging around his neck so he could keep plugging in his phone. I say, A1, I happen to know what you do for a living. I happen to know you make a very good living, bro. You need to get yourself a BlackBerry, please. And I guess what, the next day you lost your phone or something?
No, I was at a GameStop event and somebody actually stole the phone.
Why would someone take that phone?
So that forced me to make the switch.
Wow, that's funny. That's funny. Shout out to Noah at PhoneDog.com. Since we're talking cell phones real quick, I know it's off the topic, but Noah, I was upgrading my phone, and Noah pointed me in the direction of HTC Hero. And oh my God, I've never had a phone like this before. Oh my God.
The Palm Pre. I gotta have a keyboard. I don't know how y'all could do it with that touch screen all day.
Nah, I don't mind a virtual keyboard. I have a BlackBerry. That's my work phone, and I've had the Trio. You know, both of those have real keyboards, but I can use the virtual one. It's really not a problem. Palm Pre is a pretty good phone too, though. I did a lot of research, and a Palm Pre is a pretty good phone too. But for me, for what I needed, man, this Hero is part of the Droid line. So if anybody's heard of the Android lines or the Droid line of phones, this is one of those. Man, it's hot. It's hot, guys. So what that means for everybody is I could not Twitter while I was in Anaheim because my phone just wasn't up for the task. My new phone is. So what that means is the Madden Voice will be Twittering from Orlando. So you'll get stuff. Because I'm on the inside with Ron and with Bobby and everybody. We're on the inside with MLG. So you'll get stuff that you can't get anywhere else. So stay tuned for that in Orlando. Okay, that's coming up. All right, guys, we're going to wrap up the show. Let's start with Big Game James. Any final thoughts, any final comments? Will GTP be in full effect out in Orlando?
Oh, definitely. I'm bringing the missus with me this time. Maybe she'll bring some better luck than I had last time. But I'll definitely be out there. And I'll be with a couple of your dudes. Matter of fact, a couple of your ESO dudes probably stay with me, per Vince and Bama. So, you know.
Okay.
We'll be down there together.
All right, well, that sounds good, man. That's great stuff, man. Well, we look forward to Orlando, and we'll see you out there.
All right, take it easy. Right. Good
yep,
show.
Take care. Yep, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right.
And Mr. A1, any last comments? Now, you have anything coming up, man? You seem to do a tournament every week, man. You got anything coming up?
Oh man, I just got the December 19th. That's gonna be my next Madden tournament. But basically, just doing the Modern Warfare tournaments. We got something this weekend at Universal Studios. And December 5th, we have another Halo and Modern Warfare tournament. But check out the new website. It's getting updated as we speak, primetimegamers.net. I finally got to buy my .com back from the guy that I lost it to. It cost me $800, but hopefully that'll go through soon so I have my .com back. And I will be in Orlando bringing some West Coast cats with me. So I'll see you guys out there. We'll get the party the whole time when you guys aren't working.
Hey, I'm actually thinking about staying out there an extra couple of days. I got some people out there I know, so I'm just trying to check their availability. But I'm definitely looking to try to stay out there a little bit longer. So regardless, I'll definitely see you out there. But we'll be talking. So, all right, A1, thank you for your time.
All right, big dog, later.
All right, take care. All right, and before we allow Replay to give us his final thoughts, let's take one last phone call. One final phone call. Last second call came through. 512 area code. 512. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yo, what up? It's Killer One.
The Killer One. What's going on?
Ooh, wee. SMS in the building. What up?
Yeah, I heard you on a rig. I had to jump on.
How to jump on? Yo, this dude doesn't say more than two words a day. So for him to be calling your radio show is serious.
Yeah, I got something very important to say. I'm going to guarantee you victory in Orlando.
Wow.
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 Wow. Wow.
They can get me in Orlando. I am looking extremely tough. And after this patch comes out, oh, yeah.
Ooh, yay. It's always good for somebody in the camp to call last second. I love it. I love it.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, wait a minute. Don't go anywhere because we just had another caller come in. and let's see what his thoughts on that prediction are. The former self-proclaimed king of the Midwest. We have my former co-host, K-Star, has joined us. K-Star, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yeah, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, by the way.
Oh!
Yo, no, that's funny, though. Killer One says, like, two words, and this dude's guaranteeing Orlando 2 months.
Wow. It must be serious.
I love me right now. I love the offense. I love the defense. I love, finally, the off-tackle D.
Finally got some off-tackle D?
Finally.
Yo, basically, I called in because I was a little late. I've been watching this game. I've been listening a whole lot. And, I wanted to address something out there. Like, people were saying Lopes are blowing out everyone at the whole tournament. But what people don't know is in the winner's round of round four, Lopes had a hell game with yours truly. In fact, Lopes got lucky. I got stroked that game. For people who watched it, one great user, Squeeze, all of them, it was 17-14.
I don't want to hear it.
You listen to me right now. You to talk to you. It was 17-14. Lopes ball. The man had to convert. Props to him. 3 4-downs, but he had a 4th and 6. It was the worst thing ever. Double Marion Barber. He did a fade out the backfield. I knew it was coming. So that's all he was trying to do. He was completely locked. And, you know, he caught it. He won. But I just wanted to set the record straight because I've seen a lot of people talking on, you know, boards, not just on AskMad, but, you know, Mad Lab, wherever. And, you know, like Replay said, people talk reckless. People said Replay got blown out by Alshu. He lost by 3. I think it's funny how people just want to spectate and talk trash, you know, and still go out to these things and try to do their own thing or whatever. So,
come out. Stay off them boys. Come out. I mean, it's cool being on the board when there's nothing going on, but come out.
Well,
stay
what I will say is this: I think message boards are fantastic. It's great for hype. It's great, but don't lie. I mean, like that's the one thing. If you cannot say it to my face, don't go on the message boards and say it. Okay, don't inflame stuff. And, you know, I think, Madden Leagues live off of message boards. And I think in between tournaments, message boards are great for promotions, for hype, for advertising, information. But let's keep it real. And that's my problem is you get guys yeah. going to message boards, they lie, they misrepresent facts, and they also they have their chest stuck out on the message boards like they're this, that, and the other. And then you meet the guy, me and A1. Let me see if A1's still with me. You still here, A1? You still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. Now, did you and I not both get a kick out of the number of people that we met in Anaheim that had talked smack and junk on the boards to you and I both? But then when we met them out in Anaheim, it was like, oh, hey, how you doing? Like, not even a hint of animosity. Not even a hint of anything. Everything was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, didn't this dude talk about my mother on the message board?
Yeah.
You know? And now I'm sitting here looking him in his face, and he wanted to throw me love and give me hugs and all of that. You know, like, just be who you are. One thing I'll say about some of the guys I know, Replay is one guy that I can say about, is Replay going to say what he got to say regardless, and I respect that about Replay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that I'm the same way. If I got something to say about you, I'm going to say it. And you come see me, I'm going to say it to you then too. But, you know, it don't even have to be that way. If we're going to be on the boards, let's respect each other on the boards as men or young men. You know, if you're 17, you're a young man. If you're 40, you're a man, you know. And if you're somewhere between a young man and a man, good for you. Let's treat each other the way we want to be treated. We can cap and talk a little junk, you know. But then at the end of the day, I want to know when I see you, we're going to shake hands and it's going to be cool. And honestly, when I went to Anaheim, I'm like, let's see what happens, you know.
Yeah, really.
You know, but.
The thing is, though, the people is like, you know, people say that in between events and everything, but. What gets me is, like, when you come home, you see there's, like, 18,000 posts in one thread, and these are basically all those posts are people at home, like, sitting talking trash or just saying, like, you know, who's going to win, who's not going to win, but they're not even out there or even trying to get out there. They're just content sitting at home. And some information wasn't even true. Like I said, Replay, like, someone even said I lost a Juggernaut at one point in the third round, I believe, when I beat him. And it's like, my God, yo, like, people just say things just to say it, like, I don't know. It's rough out there.
It's rough
out
there.
Get to Orlando.
Hey,
if you don't like someone, then, you know, let it be known then. If you want to call someone out, do it then.
They really should, because A1 will be in Orlando.
Ooh-wee.
Saying what's up to everybody.
Ooh-wee. With a new phone.
Yeah, that stuff is getting ridiculous on the boards, though, man. It's getting terrible. And a lot of it, man, I think you got to the moderators need to set some rules. And that goes for Ask Madden. That goes for the Madden Lab. That goes for any other Madden site, Halo site. And it's the crazy part, man, now that I didn't got back into Halo and doing Modern Warfare 2 and Street Fighter, they just don't allow that on their boards. They don't, and a lot of them we're talking about, they don't allow that stuff because they don't want their sponsors that come to that site to be exposed to that and to see that
right.
stuff. But when moderators just let that stuff happen, it's crazy. And it's crazy that it's really just on Madden.
Yeah.
And that's why I said, even myself, I said, man, you know, I got to, like me and for the Don, like, I came at him real hard, and, you know, I want to apologize for the names and stuff I called him. But this dude is just, like, always has something to say. So I said, you know, I just need to step back. I don't need to be talking to that little kid like that. Once I found out how old the dude was, I was like, you know, I shouldn't even talk to him. So that's why. No, I'm serious. I had to take a step back because I was like, damn, I can't wait to see this dude at a tournament.
Yeah, we all jump out there. We all jump out there.
I really can't, man. But yeah, we just got to take a step back. But man, you know, I think it still starts with the moderators, man. They allow certain things to happen to certain people. But that's been the same story for the last 4 years. But me personally, man, I'm leaving it alone. And, you know, people continue to take your shots and do whatever. It's cool. It's no big deal. But I will be in Orlando. So I hope I see you out there, to Don and everybody else that got something to say.
Well, you know, and I will summarize and say this, you know, that when we look and we watch what Halo and these pro teams are doing, and we see these guys with their sponsors and making big money, and they're not acting the way we've seen some of the Madden community act, that should be a lesson to us. If we want the sponsors to come through, you know, Dynasty plugged his sponsor earlier tonight, and, you know, here's a guy, you know, I don't know, Dynasty's 20, 21 maybe, got a sponsor, you know, sponsor comes to the event and roots him on, you know, and we can see a lot more of that in Madden. It's ready to happen, you know, it's there. But we just have to, and I gotta say, I think at the tournament, the MLG tournaments, I think we're getting there. We just got to keep working on it at the regional tournaments, the message boards. You know, it is not a time to stick your chest out and to show your manhood on the Madden message boards. There's plenty of places you can go and stick your chest out and show that you're a man. Don't do it on no Madden message board because it ain't working. You're not showing you're a man.
At least you know? If you do, go to the tournament, like. I'm just saying, you got people on the sideline who just want to run their mouth and stuff. It's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like people who never go to tournaments just like want to talk about other players when they ain't even out there ever.
Yeah. All right. Well, we had a scoop just before K-Star came on. The Killer One has said, made a bold prediction that he's going to win MLG Orlando.
And he only speaks two words a day. So if he's saying something, it must be true. I feel bad for y'all. I really do.
Replay, you don't even like when people do that, though. You got to talk to him. You lecture me, Truth, a million
people.
Hey, listen.
Truth didn't come true. Truth talked all that. You know what I'm saying? You know, you had your run. You know, I can't sleep on you. only thing I like is sometimes you don't realize, like all right, Paul, like, you know, listen to me, K-Star, you know, he's known in the community. You know what I'm saying? I didn't like that for the simple fact that Paul was having a tournament. You said you wasn't going because you didn't want to show your number one stuff, and then other people don't think like that. But we taking a 6-hour ride coming out there. You look like an hour away.
Yeah, are you coming again, by the way, to December 12th?
I don't know about that one. I'm going to try. I don't know about that one.
What's that one?
It's a big city.
December 12th,
the next one. We definitely had fun on that ride. We definitely had fun. You know, like, people don't realize those rides, you know, I set my man up. Me and Danny went out to the restaurant that night. He was with his girl. I had a girl with me. We went out to the restaurant that night. I set him up with the happy birthday trick. He thought they were going to another table. They came to our table. He looking all crazy. It's like, yo, man, just have some fun, man. It's not, you know, you going on there talking all that. Yo, I'm going to win this. You don't know what you're going to do until you get out there, for real, for real. And the Killer One, yo, if he wasn't coming that way, that's him. You know what I'm saying? I'm shocked. I'm probably going to call him after this and be like, yo, you really got it like that? Well, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes you need that. Sometimes you want to step out there. But all I know is the type of person the Killer One is, you know, he don't talk much. He don't really get on the boards much. My man plays a lot of games on Saloon. He, you know, anytime you want to play a money game, he's there for me. You know what I'm saying? He don't let me down. So. It is what it is, you know. So I feel you on that. You know, I can't go at somebody in my camp. I could definitely go at one of you two, but I can't do that. You know, that's my man right there. So, you know, shout out to everybody in the crew, you know.
All right. Well, listen, gentlemen. It's been a great 2 hours. It's great to be back on the air. It's great to have all the support. You know, we hadn't done a show in a month, and it's always great when we come back and we get this much love and support. You know, shout out to Sundance, you know, for coming on the show. The guys on business in Dallas and goes behind the building to a quiet spot so you can call into the show. And you guys, if anyone's just tuning in and missed Sundance at the beginning, catch the archive. You can catch it on iTunes, the Madden Voice, and he's on for about 20 minutes at the beginning. And we got a little scoop there about MLG Orlando, where they are looking to do 256. But we need feedback. We need feedback from the Madden community on whether or not you think we can do 256. And
there's out there. That's what we need.
Yeah, we need you to speak, and certainly we can use the Madden Voice and the Madden Lab as some vehicles of communication. You guys know my relationship with MLG, obviously, is a very good one. We've got Ron, we've got Bobby. So give us all feedback. LAB was in the house. I saw him call in earlier, so shout out to my man Elijah with LAB Productions, doing big things down in Virginia. Shout out to everyone on the Madden Federation. I haven't talked to you guys much lately, but you still my dudes. But can MLG sustain 256 for Orlando? That's the question of the day. Give us some feedback. We will be back on the air in 2 weeks. I'm not sure what day yet, but in 2 weeks, we'll be back on the air. We're going to follow Jordan and his aspirations to be an MLG Halo pro. And we'll see what other tournaments are coming up. Check out Sonic Boom this weekend, which is NJ Rod's tournament. Check that out and go to njmaddenballers.com if you want more information. I want to definitely thank A1, my brother from another mother, for finally upgrading his cell phone. I appreciate that, A1. Good job. I want to thank K-Star for calling in. I want to thank Big Game James, Philly Ron, NJ Rod. God, I don't know if I missed anybody. And most Killer importantly, the Killer One with his bold prediction. Bold prediction for Orlando.
Ooh, three.
Dynasty, of course, a Dynasty, the Madden Nation reigning Madden Challenge champion until Miami. And then we'll see if he can back-to-back it. But thanks, Dynasty, for calling in. And of course, I want to thank Replay for coming on and being a special guest co-host. Maybe I should do, like, I don't know if you guys watch wrestling, but Raw does a new co-host every week, man. Maybe I should do that for a while, man, and see, you know, open it up. Because
Break every once in a while.
Well, you know, no one wants to do this radio thing every week, man. It's like you said, it's a lot of work, you know. But maybe, you know, let's see if anyone is out there wanting to either host or co-host the Madden Voice. Get at me, okay? There's plenty of ways to reach me. EAFL Commission on the Madden Lab, the Madden Voice at EAFLMadden.com, Twitter. God, if you can't reach me, then I don't know where you've been because my stuff's out there everywhere. But if you're interested in being a host or a co-host on the Madden Voice, get at me, okay? Let's see what we can arrange. Let's see how many people are interested, and let's see what we can do. We're just trying to bring something new and exciting to the Madden community and do our part in improving this community and making it, you know, just a place that we can all enjoy and kind of get away from the trials and tribulations of everyday life. So with that said, I want to thank everybody for coming on to the show. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. Everybody enjoy your weekends. And remember, as I always say, if you want the best Madden out there, then you got to join the EAFL, which is at EAFLMadden.com. Make sure you join EAFL because that is where all feuds are settled on the field.